Hi, thank you for calling the NEC Baby Formula Lawsuit Helpline. My name is Natalia. On a recorded line, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Natalia. My name is Jonathan. I have Lorhonda Turner on the line. So hoping you can help her out.
Yes, thank you. Hello, Ms. Lorhonda, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Yep. Okay, perfect. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just ask you a few questions here. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
I have not. This is my first time.
First time. Okay, and then just to confirm, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed documents for this specific matter with an attorney?
I have not.
Okay, so no retainers, no contracts, anything like that?
No, sir, none at all.
Okay. Perfect. And was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
My son.
Your son. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. How old is he today?
He's 12.
He's 12. Okay. Is he doing better today?
We still have a few complications, but he's doing a lot better today, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Can you tell me a little bit more? What kind of complications?
His asthma is really bad due to the things that he had going on in the hospital. He had to have surgery, so he's been back and forth to the hospital far as his asthma because his airways is a little messed up. So we've been back and forth to Charlottesville to see about the situation and what's going to take place as of now.
I see. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. I'll just make a note of it here. And do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis of NEC?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. And what was the date of the diagnosis?
Well, when he was born, which was November 26th.
November 26th of what year?
2011.
2011. Okay. I'm sorry. Is that his date of birth or the date he was diagnosed?
Well, that's his date of birth, but he was diagnosed with that a few days after being in the hospital.
A few days after. Okay. So when was he diagnosed? Was it early December?
It was. Okay. Diagnosed was December 11th, 2011.
December 11, 2011. Okay. And he was born November
26, 2011.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure I got the right dates for both.
Yes, okay. Ma'am. That's all I got.
It's okay. No problem. It's okay. We're going to clarify here. Okay. Okay. And then was your son diagnosed with NEC before being given baby formula or afterwards?
After.
After. Okay. Okay, and how long after being fed the baby formula was he diagnosed with NEC? Was it within seven days or after?
It was within 7 days.
Within 7 days, okay.
He was hospitalized for 20 days afterwards.
For 20 days, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So he was in the NICU for 20 days?
He was.
Okay. What approximately? What were the dates that he was in the NICU?
He didn't come home until January 2nd.
January 2nd, 2012. Okay. So 20 days before that, he was in the NICU.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so from right around December 13 of 2011, does that sound about right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so right after he was diagnosed.
Oh.
Okay, so he was diagnosed December 11 of 2011. Was he in the NICU before he was diagnosed, or did they place him right after he was diagnosed?
He was placed in there right after.
Right after. Okay. So a few days after. Okay. And then what brand of formula was he fed?
is on the Similac. The Similac NeoSure, I guess.
Similac.
How you say it?
NeoSure, yeah, the one for premature babies.
Yes, he was on it for 15 days.
For 15 days, okay.
Somewhere around 15 days.
Around, okay. And then what was the name of the hospital where your son was born?
Carilion Runner Memorial Hospital.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
CARILION ROANOKE MEMORIAL.
Uh-huh. And then hospital.
HOS. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, Carilion Roanoke. Okay, perfect. And then what city is that in?
Roanoke, Virginia.
Roanoke, Virginia. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to Google the address so I can put it on here. Make sure it's the right one. Okay. And was your son diagnosed in that same hospital or somewhere else?
In the same hospital.
Same hospital. Okay. So was he diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, mm-hmm. or did you leave and then come back?
No, we were still there. We didn't leave.
Okay, so still in the hospital. And then you are the mother filing on your son's behalf today?
Correct.
Okay. And do you have authority to sign on his behalf, meaning is your name on his birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yeah. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay, perfect. And how many weeks pregnant were you when he was born?
32 weeks.
32 weeks, okay. All right, so is he about to turn 13 this year?
He will, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, so he is currently 12. Okay, and can you provide a birth certificate if needed?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And did you have any other friends or family or any loved ones that also used baby formula and experienced NEC?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay, no problem. Just asking just to make sure we can help everybody, but I'll skip that for now. Can you confirm the gender of your child?
Male.
Male, okay. And then his full name, can you spell it for me?
Danazion, D-A-N-A, capital Z, A-E-O-N.
Uh-huh.
You want his middle name as well, or just the middle name is Joshua, J-A.
Uh-huh.
S-H-A-Y, Clements, C-L-E-M-E-N-C-S.
Okay. Danazion Jashe is the middle name you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I heard J-A-S-H-A-Y?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then Danazion, is there a space before the Z or no?
No, it's all together.
All together.
D-A-N-A. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Z-A-E-O-N.
Z-A-E-O-N. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then the Social Security number?
Oh, I have to get that. I apologize.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
Can you show my keys up there, please? Oh, yeah, I was sitting outside on the back so I can hear. I'm not going nowhere yet, baby. You need his whole Social Security number?
Yes, ma'am.
7-7-5-0-5-7-4-9.
Okay. I heard seven, what else?
7-2-7.
Oh, 2-7. Okay.
5-0.
Uh-huh. 5-0-5-7-4-9.
Correct.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then your full name, can you spell it for me?
LaRonda, L-A-R-H-O-N-D-A.
Uh-huh.
Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R.
Okay.
Well, my middle name is Lavette. Do you want my middle name too, or just LaRhonda Turner?
Yeah, middle name?
Lavette, L-A-V-E-T-T-E.
Lavette, okay, perfect. And then Turner, I have that. And then you are the parent. What is your date of birth?
3/8/86.
And then your social?
228-37-4035.
Okay, perfect. And then I have an email here. I have RhondaClements55@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, and then your phone number, 540-467-1883?
Yes.
Okay, is that your cell phone number? Is it a smartphone?
It is, but I would like to change that number because this number is soon to be getting changed, so I would like to give you my alternate number, which is 540.
Uh-huh.
519-2112,
uh-huh.
And that is a smartphone.
2112. Okay. All right. So for the purposes of today, the reason why I'm asking is I will send you a document to sign after the questionnaire. So this will be a retainer agreement for the attorneys to work on the case. They'll send it to you via email and text message. So for today, can we use the 540-467-1883?
Yes, ma'am, we can.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then I did write down the alternate phone number, so we'll use that one. You said that's your preferred for later?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Is that currently active or not yet?
It's currently active, yes.
Oh, it is. Okay, perfect. Yeah, because the attorneys, they'll be processing the documents within 5 business days, and then they'll call you again to verify some information and then to let you know what to expect next.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect.
Sounds good.
And then what is your full mailing address?
It's 3702 Troutland, that's T-R-O-U-T-L-A-N-D Avenue,
uh-huh,
Northwest, Roanoke, Virginia, 24017.
Okay, perfect. And then your full name as it appears on Denazion's birth certificate, is it your full name, LaRhonda Lavette Turner, or just LaRhonda Turner?
No, it's my maiden. Turner is my married name.
Oh,
on
okay.
His birth certificate, and my maiden name is LaRhonda Lavette Clements.
Okay. Clements. Okay. That's C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and are you aware of any custody or parenting-related issues, anything like abuse, neglect, or loss of custody?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. And did you experience any issues during pregnancy, anything like hypertensive disease, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS, tobacco or drug use?
No.
Okay. And was the child born premature?
He was.
Okay. And what state was he born in?
Roanoke, Virginia.
Virginia, okay. Okay, and then what was his birth weight?
2.6 pounds.
3.6 or 2?
2.
2.6, okay. Okay, and then you said he used baby formula for about 15 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, did it start at the date of birth?
It did.
Yep, okay. So from November 26th, and then 15 days after. Okay, so November to about December, 11/2011. That's 15 days. Okay, and then diagnosed. Yep, diagnosed in December 11, 2011. Okay. Okay, and when did you first learn of a possible connection between the baby formula and the NEC?
I just seen an ad on Facebook, and I just started researching and looking into it.
Uh-huh. Was that this year?
It was.
Yep. Okay, perfect. Okay, they just want a date here, so I'll just put this year, 2024. And then your child was fed baby formula inside the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And then what are the symptoms that he experienced? Was there anything like green vomit, diarrhea, constipation, or anything else?
He was constipated and he had blood in his stool.
Okay. What about any low body temperature, any problem sleeping?
He had it was changes in his heart rate, his blood pressure.
Heart rate. Okay. Okay, so heart rate, blood pressure. Okay, and then if you were to provide the medical records, can you provide them via mail, electronically, or both?
I could do electronically.
Electronically, okay. And then what treatments did your son have for the NEC? Were there antibiotics, blood transfusions, any surgeries?
He had to have a surgery. It was, I'm not sure of the correct saying of it. It was like a... I'm not really.
Okay. Was it laparotomy?
I know the spelling. Yeah, that's
laparotomy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, that's a pretty common one. Yeah. Okay, laparotomy. And then, let's see. When was the last time that he was treated for any of the NEC issues?
Been a while, so I'm really not sure because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm. Or approximately what year? How old was he?
I think it was like 2. He was 2 then.
He was 2? Okay. So back in 2013, you think?
Yeah. Somewhere around there, yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed him?
I just know the last name was like, Beazley, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Is the correct spelling?
Okay. Was it in that same hospital?
It was in the same hospital, correct.
Yep. Okay. So let me see if I can look it up here. Okay, so that was the name of the diagnosing doctor, Dr. Beazley. Was there a different doctor that treated him?
I'm not really sure of all the doctors' names or the ones that actually treated him, because like I said, it's been so long, so I'm not sure of everyone's name.
Not sure. Okay, no problem. So let me just put the same one for now. Was it Dr. Luther Beazley?
I believe is exactly who that is.
Yep. Okay. I just looked it up and that's what popped up here. Okay. So Luther. Okay, and then you said the hospital was in Bellevue Avenue?
It is.
Okay, perfect. So that is the right one. Okay, and then do you know the Bell stages of NEC by any chance? Did they say stage 1, 2, or 3?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware? Okay, no problem. And then what about, let's see, has he been going to the doctor recently? Any medical care related to that NEC or any bowel problems?
No.
No? Okay. All right. And then the last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact number, just in case something happens to you, if we can't reach you for an extended period of time. This is just so we prevent any disruptions in the case. And then we can contact your emergency contact so they can get a hold of you. So do they live with you or do they live separate?
They live with me, which is my mother.
Your mother? Okay. And what is her name?
Melissa Clements.
Melissa, that's M-E-L-I-S-S-A?
Correct.
Clements, okay. And her phone number?
540-519-2112.
2112. Okay, perfect. And she lives with you, so it's the same address?
And I apologize. This, I gave you my number. Hers is 540-519.
Okay, no problem.
540-519-4439.
4439. Okay, perfect. Okay. So she lives with you, so it's the same mailing address, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's the Troutland Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, so that's it for the questions. Let me go ahead and review, make sure everything's spelled correctly. Okay, so I'll send you over the electronic document, the retainer agreement. It's going to go to your email and also through a text message. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign. It's just a quick electronic signature. You can put me on speaker if you need to, so you can access it. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any problems or you have any questions.
Thank you.
All right, so I just sent it over. And then while you do that, I'll send you another text message with the name of the attorney and their phone number and then what to expect, okay?
Okay, so I'm right here on the signature part.
Uh-huh.
So I just sign my name?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I believe it has you sign with your finger, or if there's a typing option, you just choose one.
Okay.
And then it'll automatically point you to the boxes that need initials or signatures.
Okay, I've finished.
Okay, let me just make sure that it went through on my end here. Okay, so it looks like everything's signed. All right, so that's it. That is step one for this. That's it on my end for this call. Ms. LaRonda, again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. I'll send you that text message with the name and number of the attorneys. Give them about 5 business days to review your information, and they'll give you a call if in case they need any more information and just to review everything. If you have any questions or any concerns, or if you know anybody else who needs help, you can reach out to me. You can text me or call me, okay?
Yes, ma'am, will do. Thank you so much for all you have done.
Of course. Thank you so much for your patience, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
You do as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.